Auctions.com. HendersonAuctions.com. Super fast auction business. License number AB-459.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
And good evening, Jeff Carrere here. It is He Said, She Said on WGSO, joined by my lovely wife,
Mimi Carrere.
And we have got a lot to do here this afternoon. We're going to be talking about a lot of issues, opening up the phone lines to get your thoughts, and of course, welcoming your emails as well. You can reach us at 504-556-9696. You can also email us at jeff@wgso.com, jeff@wgso.com. So, Mimi, you've been doing a lot of watching and reading and studying and analyzing these fires. And why don't we talk about that first? Because I talked to someone in Maui today.
Really?
Yes. Yes. Someone in Maui today who joined us on the program, and she talked about what she had experienced and... You know, she just has a lot of questions about the official narrative. She's not sure what it was.
Yeah, there's a blackout.
Yeah, so, yeah, there is. There is.
They're not getting... is this loud enough?
We'll try to get it fixed. Keep talking.
Okay. They don't have satellite systems that right now you can... It's spotty, so they can only get out a text message. Like, if you send a text message, the person might get it 4 hours later, but at least they got it. The disgusting thing is that these prospectors, and I know who they are, it's BlackRock, it's Vanguard, it's State Street, they want to come in here and buy all this land that is the most expensive in all of Hawaii. I think it's the most valuable, I think it's the most valuable property, they say, anywhere, mm-hmm. You know, because it's right on the water. And I have a lot of questions. I have a question that I don't understand how the fire could burn steel like cars, and then you just see in the background all of these trees. Like, apparently it can't burn bark, but it can burn metal. Isn't that funny?
Well, what I think is interesting is that the water didn't work. They couldn't.
They turned it off.
They couldn't put out the fire. The alarms didn't. The sirens didn't go on.
500 alarms.
And what also is interesting is that this is valuable land that a lot of these folks have been holding on to for generations. Big developers have wanted to buy it out. They have refused to do it. And some are saying, hey, this could be a speculation to try to take up all land,
mm-hmm.
and get these local residents out. I mean, this was the capital of the ancient Hawaiian nation.
Right.
And I've actually been to this place.
It's of course you have.
It's beautiful. It is beautiful, gorgeous. And I'm glad I have those memories as opposed to what this is now.
Yeah, it's just, it's really terrible. I mean, you've got the governor was like, you know, we're going to see if the state can take it over. Well, once they, you know, and he's saying he's doing it because he wants a moratorium on selling. Okay,
yeah.
Well, that sounds good, but are you ever going to release it? Because once they start, they never back out or keep their promises. So there's just a lot of fishy things. They're not getting any government resources at all. People from other islands are having to come with gas, with generators, with food. They're not letting aid from the east side of the island in. They won't let anybody bring anything if it's not from FEMA. Because FEMA wants to get paid for it. You know, they want to get reimbursed for it.
I really believe that there's a lot more to this story, of course. So InfoWars is doing a poll, and here it is. And I want to get your thoughts on this and then get the listeners, too. What caused the Maui fires? Option one, lightning volcano. Option two, direct energy weapons, DEW. Option three, climate change. Option four, wind and faulty infrastructure. And, you know, I think there are probably even more options than that.
Well, have you've heard of EMP?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's a lot of chatter right now about EMP.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you, these locals, they are going bananas. They feel something's up, okay? They cannot understand how just up the road along the coast is where all of the celebrities own their stuff. The fire in a straight line came down and didn't get their stuff. But then somehow it got the old town all the way up to the water. Uh-huh. All the way up to the water.
Yeah.
And then there was a ring. Someone was in an airplane. Someone was in an airplane. Mm-hmm. And they're flying over. I think, did I show you this?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a ring of fire. A ring. A total. And it's windy. How can you have a ring, a perfect ring, when it's windy? And they stop saying it came from a hurricane 700 miles away. Because people in New Orleans know we just go inland like 200 miles.
Right.
And it's not like that. It might be a little bit windy, but it's not like the wind we saw. So I don't know.
Yeah. She was also talking about how there's speculation. Right now there are 106 confirmed dead, that there could be hundreds more dead. We don't know.
Well, they sent the kids home, but the parents were at work.
Yeah.
So these kids are not going to know what to do. What would you do?
Yeah. And hopefully they're not going to be finding hundreds of kids.
They are.
And that is just tragic. So we'll be, of course, talking about that. Biden is finally going to be heading to Maui next week.
After, oh, they have a date?
After initially saying no comment.
Obama got on the phone.
So here's what I remember. Of course, with...
I don't think he's going to make it.
With Katrina, we had a lot of people angry because Bush flew over and didn't come, and the federal resources didn't get here till Friday after the Monday hurricane, and they were delayed. They had a guy named Brownie, this guy Michael Brown, who was FEMA director.
Bush heck said, of a job.
Heck of a job, Brownie. Brownie was clueless. And, of course, this is a case where Biden is at the beach. He doesn't care, says no comment, laughs it off. And finally, they're saying today that he's going to be going there next week.
He's not going there next week because he's going to be in Lake Tahoe.
Well, I guess he's going to go there. We're going to take a little...
Ladies and gentlemen.
Take a little time off from Lake Tahoe.
Our great president is going on vacation again for another week. And so 3 weeks in a row, this man has been on vacation.
So he's going to take time out of his vacation to go to Maui. While there, he's going to meet with first
responders. Well, that is a vacation spot. God, yeah. I swear to God, if we see this man on the beach in Hawaii.
I don't want to see him on the beach. I've seen enough of him on the beach. And he's going to tour damage caused by the catastrophic wildfires that rampaged the island.
He should just fly over. You get a better idea. No, so, I mean, a helicopter.
Bush visit.
He doesn't really have to go.
But
they have satellites.
What I think is something that should be used in the campaign against this guy is a picture of him at the beach, you know, lounging around, and where he said no comment while the people in Hawaii were literally burning to death. And this guy was, you know, frolicking around on the beach.
Well, the fact that their beaches are burned and then he's on that beach at the same time. So now our esteemed president has been on vacation 365 days. It's more now because he took last weekend and then he's taking
next week.
We have a president, ladies and gentlemen, who is quietly quitting.
We have a president who is hardly working, and we have a president that's getting paid and he's not donating his salary like President Trump for doing, you know, part-time work. I mean, even when he's on the job, it's part-time because he's not really there.
Well,
so
he calls a lid in the morning, so he doesn't have to wake up early.
A lid, putting a lid on it.
You know, but there's a reason he's gone. Do you want to know my theory?
Yeah, tell me.
Is because of all of these indictments, and the Hunter thing started to get real serious, and then they got caught in that lie that the he was denied a special prosecutor, Weiss, and then, well, no, now you have a special prosecutor. Well, if he if he really had that authority, then why do you need to make it official right now?
Right.
And then what happened? So that was on a Friday, this past Friday. And then what happens on Monday?
Trump gets indicted. And that's the pattern. So whenever there's bad news about Hunter or Joe, Trump will get indicted a few days after. It's, you know, it's clear as day. It's obviously a pattern. They have all this set up to try to distract from delving into what Hunter's doing and this whole investigation. And, you know, obviously they're concerned about it because the guy has committed crime.
Well, I mean, Hunter's
Trump called it bribery.
Right. Hunter's lead attorney quit.
Yeah. So, I mean, they took $20 million, $30 million, who knows how many million. And, you know, at some point, the Republicans are going to have to do something.
Oh, McCarthy, I got on his Twitter. Oh, my God. He made a Twitter about all of the crimes committed. And then he said something about inquiry, impeachment hearings. And everyone was like, F your inquiry.
Yeah.
Do it now. Do it
Get
now.
It.
And then
yeah.
I said something, and I got like a heck load of likes.
Okay, good. Well, good for you.
I never get likes.
All right. Hang on. We got to take a brief time out. A lot more coming your way right here on He Said, She Said on WGSO.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana Treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana Treasurer.
Well, we know about our economic problems, supply chain issues, record-setting inflation, sky-high gas prices. And during COVID, the big box stores were allowed to stay open the whole time. So many little guys, the small business owners, were forced to close. The wealthiest people on the planet became better off, while mom and pop suffered. The question is, what are we willing to do about it? How can our voices be heard? We vote with our dollars. That's how we make a difference. No more shopping at big box stores. If you can get the items from a family-owned company. We help people walk away from the big box conglomerates. We can shop factory direct at a family-owned, made-in-America manufacturer. Family-owned companies put their customers first, not Wall Street investors. Let's together cut off their cash flow. We can choose to help regular people by shopping with family-owned businesses and buying products made in America. Call 718-869-9020 or visit thepatriotshopper.com.
Are you tired of your glasses fogging up when you go outside, when you drink coffee, open the oven, or the dishwasher? Well, I've got your answer. The Clear Stuff, the best anti-fog eyeglass cleaner. It's also anti-static. The Clear Stuff is especially designed for any anti-reflective coating because it usually has an oily film making it hard to clean. But not with the Clear Stuff. You just need to apply to your glasses once every few days. And after you apply it, use a clean microfiber cloth to avoid scratching your lens. The Clear Stuff is your all-in-one lens cleaner. It keeps your glasses cleaner for longer and fills in those small scratches on glasses to increase optimal clarity. It also can be used for sunglasses, goggles, phones, computer screens, and televisions. To order the Clear Stuff today at theclearstuff.com. Three different sizes starting at $9.99. And if you order now on our website, we'll offer a massive discount. 25% off the 1 ounce and 2 ounce jars. So order yours today at theclearstuff.com. Theclearstuff.com, where vision meets clarity, clear eyewear.
All right, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Carrier.
I'm Mimi Carrier.
And our talk line, we'll take some calls in a minute, 504-556-9696. Of course, lots of topics we're following here this evening. And when you look at what is going on, of course, in the presidential race, here's what has been speculated, Mimi, which is interesting. So, you know, Donald Trump is got a report to Georgia by the 25th of August.
Isn't it Friday?
The 25th is his deadline. And the Republican debate is scheduled for the 23rd. So some are saying that he should pick the 23rd as the date to report to the Georgia courthouse to get booked. That'll mean all the media attention will go to Donald Trump. And there'll be no media attention for the debate that night among the also-ran Republican candidates. Even Fox News would have to generate, would have to do some coverage of his checking in and getting booked.
They'd had that little square on the side.
Yeah. Here's Donald Trump.
Because he's taken, this one's going to be different because they are going to take a mugshot.
Right. So now, some are saying that the mugshot could be the photo that guarantees his 2024 election. That the mugshot is not going to be a negative, it'll be a positive. Because it'll show that, you know, their deep state is after him, that he's been abused, that he's been mistreated. They even have gotten a mugshot from him, and that he should embrace it, not try to avoid it.
I think he is, I think these indictments are all positive. Because because they kept saying all these courts, all these judges, when they were trying to bring proof that the election was stolen, they said there wasn't standing, which means they needed someone in that state to bring it.
Mm-hmm.
And so they didn't even hear them. And the Supreme Court said the same. They wouldn't even hear it. So they like to say, you know, the left likes to say, well, it went through 40 judges and there's no proof, you know.
Right.
But that's not – it was a technicality.
Yeah.
So now they have to investigate. Now he can subpoena and investigate all of it. And he also can investigate J6, which that sham of a special committee on the J6ers,
right.
They just 86'd all of the information they had, videos.
And that should be illegal.
Documents.
That should be totally illegal. Yeah.
I mean, whenever totally. They say, you know,
yeah.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to enter this into the record. Mm-hmm. All of that stays.
Mm-hmm. 504-556-9696.
And I think he's daring the judge in D.C. to put him in jail.
Yeah, we'll see.
No, I really do.
I mean, he obviously is, you know, got four different, and there could be a fifth. I mean, there are four different criminal cases. Arizona could charge him. That's the latest venue that they're talking about.
Is there
Well, because of his activities in Arizona, trying to change the election result there. They say that the same thing in Georgia.
Yeah, well, he was trying to find Carrie Lake first.
Yeah, he was trying to find election fraud. And you know what? It should be the right of every candidate to investigate. It should be of every right of every candidate to see what happened in an election. That's not something that should be criminal. You should be able to question the election results. You should be able to say the election was stolen.
Well, they just
Democrats have been saying it for decades.
They just found 15,000 ballots that were never counted in Wisconsin.
Right.
The Postal Service. And I'm sorry, but when you have to evacuate because there's a water leak and the Republican observers leave, but you stay and continue your work, sorry. I mean, they just, it is what it is.
That's fraudulent. That's totally fraudulent. 504-556-9696.
Oh, and aren't you curious about his big statement on Monday? He's making that has irrefutable proof.
Yeah, I am. I'm hoping
he says.
I'm hoping that he's got the goods. By the way, the censorship is continuing of conservative hosts. Apple has removed all of Glenn Beck's podcasts from iTunes right ahead of his show on the Biden crime family. So they're doing it. They're not backing down. They're absolutely continuing their censorship of conservatives. Google, YouTube, Facebook, Apple. I mean, it's just the only thing.
Instagram.
Where Instagram, obviously, the only thing that maybe has changed a little is Twitter under Elon Musk. And, you know, there's still censorship going on there, I think. I mean, there's still conservatives who can't get back onto Twitter. 504-556-9696. It's gotten better, but I'm saying it's still not where it should be. It is better, but all these other ones that have so many users are just still very, very corrupt.
RFK Jr. is suing.
Mm-hmm. Good.
He's suing them.
He was the latest on Tucker Carlson, talking about the CIA, talking about how He said that the CIA and mob hitmen were assigned to his uncle's assassination. And he seems to have a lot of courage because he doesn't have Secret Service protection.
That is outrageous. I'm glad you brought that up because if that's not... I just get verklempt.
Yeah.
Because it's really something to put that family through something like that again. I mean, the Secret Service was really, it's sort of like it changed after Kennedy's assassination. No more, you know, open cars. No more, you know, they really beefed it up. And for them to have to go through all of that again, and he doesn't get Secret Service, that is outrageous.
Well, it's vindictive. I think Biden, if he wanted
it's
to...
It's punishing your opponent.
Yeah, could. Well, and Biden's been punishing all his opponents. Donald Trump, RFK Jr., that's just what he does. By the way, he trotted out dirty old John Podesta to lecture Americans about climate change.
Okay, you mean pedo Podesta?
This guy is an evil guy.
He is.
He is someone who really should be behind bars, yet...
He rapes children.
He's, well, I mean...
No, he does.
Okay, that's... Yeah, you're allegedly. So this is what Biden is now putting forward as his spokesperson. And
for what?
Climate change. To lecture us about climate change. And, you know, talk about the fact that...
we should celebrate.
You know, the Inflation Reduction... And here's the deal. The Inflation Reduction Act, to show how much Biden lies. You know, he lies about giving a Medal of Honor to giving a... Purple Heart to his uncle, who had already died by the time he supposedly was in office to give it to him. He lies about his background, lies about corn pop, lies about a fire at his house.
Lies about what his dad did for a living.
Lies about how he grew up, lies about his family, lies about his administration, lies about his background, lies about the Inflation Reduction Act, because even Podesta admitted that it was not Inflation Reduction.
They're all admitting it.
It was really a new Green Deal.
And listen, they just shoved that health care stuff in there so that they could get it passed and say, look, we're cutting the cost of medicine and all of this stuff. But you know what it does? All it does is throw money at big companies so they can make these new products because they're forcing all of us to have
all,
to get...
All it does, in my view, is to take away power from the United States and give it to China.
Yeah.
Because we could be energy independent. We have the natural resources to do it, but we are now becoming subservient to China. And everything from solar panels made in China to wind turbines made in China to batteries made in China, all these different new Green Deal elements are those that give China more power.
Well, and they're always saying how Biden... first president to get more deals done than any other president. But guess what, Biden? We didn't want those deals. We don't want those deals. Nobody wants them.
The deals are pro-China, anti-U.S., and anti-U.S. taxpayer. And maybe we can talk about Bidenomics, too, when we come back. But first, let's get an update from the news. We'll be back.
Information Project, we strive to give legitimate voters a greater voice. In this legislative session, we supported a bill to give the public the right to recall and replace an elected official who betrays the trust of voters. Now that election season is here, we are urging the candidates for governor to place the issue of election integrity at the forefront of their campaigns. Without honest elections, there cannot be an honest government. The top priority for our next governor must be to clean up our corrupt voter rolls that are filled with names of people who have died, moved, or don't even exist. In the LaToya Cantrell recall campaign, organizers discovered tens of thousands of mistakes on the Orleans Parish voter rolls. Imagine the problems throughout our state. Help us ensure our next governor prioritizes this vital issue. To learn more, visit lavip.org. That's lavip.org. Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections.
person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trosclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trosclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Paid for by the Brandon Trosclair campaign.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Students at Delhi High School are no longer on lockdown after reports of a shooting near campus. Adam Holland with our affiliate, KWCC, says sheriff deputies received a call just before 2 o'clock of a fight on campus, and on arrival, they were informed the fight was broken up by faculty. Holland says while they were removing the students from the school,
a 911 report of shots fired near the campus were received. The shots were not on campus. As a precautionary measure, both the high school and elementary were placed on lockdown.
A sweep of the school determined the area was safe, and students have been released from school. Video surveillance of the area is being reviewed. Hearings continue challenging the state on housing of juvenile offenders at Angola. The Fair Fight Initiative is concerned for the youth offenders' well-being. FFI's David Utter says there's concern over their safety.
So it's about really shrinking the population and then taking our resources and really delivering the individualized care that each kid deserves.
LRN.
Uh-oh. Sometimes things at work go sideways. It's days like this when your workers' comp carrier matters most.
I was not planning for this today.
When your workday takes an unexpected turn, trust Luba Workers' Comp to provide the support and solutions you need to get everything back to normal. Contact us today to experience genuine dependability in action. Visit us online at lubawc.com or call your independent insurance agent today.
Hi, I'm Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser. Nothing says summer in Louisiana more than shelling, swimming, or surf fishing. But don't get caught off guard when it comes to rip currents. It's no laughing matter. That's why I'm asking you personally to use your noodle. That's right, bring a flotation device with you. Rip currents are easy to manage with the right education and equipment. Visit bringanoodle.org to learn more about how you can be prepared and stay safe this summer. I'll see you at the beach.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former deputy chief of staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana Treasurer, Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana Treasurer.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
All right, we're back. He said, she said, I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Mimi Cruer. I'm so preoccupied because I was on my phone and this stupid, I hate John Podesta.
Right. Yeah.
I just can't take it. And he's like, he's screaming about climate change, which does not exist.
You know, it's all.
Not by their definition.
It's all money. It's all power.
Oh, yeah, it's all money.
And it's all a way to control us.
It's the fourth industrial revolution.
Yeah.
They're creating new industry.
Mm-hmm.
All the way from homes to how you eat. To how you know you
and
how you spend your money.
They're forcing it on us. We don't want it, but they're forcing it on us. That's why everything is connected to the election. If we can somehow make sure that this election is not stolen, we can stop this. And that's going to be the challenge.
You know, if you can't get into a grocery store, folks, this is happening, okay? It's already in the United States. You can't get in unless you scan your palm, all right?
Right.
Then the doors open and you're allowed in. And then once you shop like normal, and then you come back to the cash register and you have to show your digital ID. And if they don't like what you bought after they've been watching you, they reject certain items. So I'm going to tell you, all of New Orleans is going to get really upset when they are monitoring how much booze you're getting.
You know, I don't like all these cameras that monitor where you go. I don't like the cameras that tell us, you know, what you can buy. I don't like them telling us what we can do with our money. And, of course, this smart money, this digital money, is another way for them to control what we do with our money, how we spend our money. It's all about control. It's all about taking away our freedom.
And anything you purchase that it has a smart capability that you can access the internet, which is just about, you'd be surprised. You can get a smart vacuum. Okay, those little things that Rumbas that go on the floor.
Yeah.
You know, they've got so many smart items now. Alexa, they all have cameras, people. Okay, and they all connect to the internet. So they can all be hacked.
A lot of people are comfortable with Alexa. I'm not.
Oh, I never got. My mom was given one from my brother, and I was like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
You know, I just.
504-556-9696. Let's get to some of these phone calls. Open line here on
you
the
and
program.
I are going to survive when the apocalypse
comes.
Yeah,
I hope so.
We're going to be the only ones.
Let's go to our friend Matt, the U in Metairie. How are you, sir? Good morning. Welcome, Matthew. And
good afternoon.
Mary.
Good morning.
Good afternoon. Yeah, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Yes. Good evening. Actually, good evening.
If y'all are the only ones that are going to survive after the apocalypse, make sure you get a backhoe with a lot of diesel because you'll be burying everybody else.
Sad thought, huh? Mm.
Yeah, I don't think about things like that because, frankly, it's not survivable by my wife, and she's the reason I live, that and Jesus Christ. So, all of these cameras and everything, Jeff, you should be embracing that. Every morning I hear all these people calling up and talking about safety. I'm like, well, right. What do you want, freedom or safety? You cannot have both in the same space.
Right. You know, I think when in doubt, you have to choose freedom. And
That's what's on the ballot. And that's why Trump needs to win. There is nothing else on the ballot that's more important.
Yeah.
And I just want everyone to put down their little issues that they, I don't like this and I don't like that.
Well, I mean, but the vast majority are with Trump. I just saw a poll. He's 41 points ahead. I mean, how much further ahead can he be? He's like 10 other opponents. He's 41 points ahead of them.
Right, but there's a
subset
to
freedom. You have to compare that to the general election ballot. And I just heard Christian Garrick found another one of these polls that says that Trump will lose in a landslide against Joe Biden.
I don't believe it.
That's not true.
They said he was going to lose in 2016. He didn't.
No.
They said he was going to lose in 2020. He didn't.
That's not true.
He'll win again.
I watch a lot of videos. I watch a lot of Instagram videos, and it is littered with middle-aged black men who are furious at Biden and who want Trump back. I'm telling you. Latinos, they are so mad about this border situation. They don't like the trans thing.
But you know what? Everybody, black, Latino, Asian, white, should be mad at Bidenomics. I mean, he's just taking away our money. I mean, our financial well-being is in the toilet due to Biden.
I mean, Biden is single-handedly going to turn Hawaii red.
I hope so.
I mean, he's trying. I think on purpose. He's not going to stop till every state is red.
Okay. Any final comments, Matthew, before we roll?
Well, from your lips to God's ears.
Okay.
Hopefully, I'll see you a little bit this evening.
All right. Good. Good. We're heading over there after the show. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate it. By the way, we're going to be going to our HDF candidate debate. It's going to be at 1627 Metairie Road of the Lions Club. Come on by. Come join us. Doors open at 6. And the candidates are going to get started about 6:15, 6:20. 504-556-9696. Let's keep it rolling, and let's bring on our good friend from the Hoosier State, the great state of Indiana, Mark, checking in with us. Good evening, sir. How are you? Welcome.
I'm fine, Jeff and Mimi, my favorite famous couple. Hey, Mimi.
Yes.
Did Jeff ever tell you about the BLM rider with two wooden legs?
Here we go. That couldn't exist. They were burning everything down.
Well, that's part of the problem there for him. He went to the fiery but mostly peaceful protest that first night, and he caught on fire and burned to the ground.
That's right.
But
one less one.
Yes.
These fires in Hawaii, or this fire in Hawaii, back when Bush was president, the Indonesian tsunami that killed all the people in that beachfront property there. There was land speculators waiting to buy that up. And I read a book back then called Disaster Capitalism. And that's what's been going on for decades. But this was mostly sabotage by intentional neglect and mismanagement, just like with all these other events and tragedies that are happening. It's all sabotage. But it's just like Waco. They pick the windiest day, okay? They pick the day. They waited till the wind directions were perfect. They worked it out with simulations with AI. They probably had it down to the number of deaths that was going to happen, okay? And some spook like Ray Epps went to locations where they wanted it to start, struck a match, and voila. And they knew probably where it would stop at by these AI simulations. I'm telling you, the CIA are doing black ops all over the United States. They're running the White House, and they're doing the bidding of the Illuminatis and the Bilderbergers and all, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, all these pedophile baby blood drinkers out here, okay? And until we realize this and fight back until we force someone in Washington to prosecute these people that are putting the money behind the vaccines, the CRISPR technology and all that, the ones that are putting the money in that, the ones that are funding Jeff Soros, that are funding the criminal activity in this country and all the other crap, it's never going to end. I love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah, well said, my friend.
Yes,
well said.
Yes.
Thank you.
Well, you know, I've given it a lot of thought as to who is running this country.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it is the one who owns everything, okay? It is BlackRock's CEO, Fink. I forget his first name.
Lawrence Fink.
Okay. He owns the biggest shares of the S&P 500 companies. He owns the media,
mm-hmm.
okay? He owns the entertainment industry. He owns United Artists, and he owns the Disney, okay? That's why we're getting all this crackpot movies. He owns almost all of the food that we eat,
right.
okay? He owns all this land, and they build homes, and then they rent them. They're here right now in New Orleans. All of the Bywater is BlackRock,
mm-hmm.
and they turn them into VRBOs or whatever it is. But they do that to manipulate the price of homes. And what they do is it makes the home market look like there's nothing there.
Yeah.
It raises the price,
mm-hmm.
and then they sell it.
You know, you mentioned Disney.
It's manipulation.
Yeah, I think people are fighting back, though. And I want to just talk for a second about some encouraging things. I just saw that, you know, Disney stock is down. Disney has had a horrible last year. People are not going to their movies. They're not going to their theme parks as much.
They have to keep their credits up.
Their
ESG score up.
They're moving so far into this trans agenda. It's just turning people off. I just saw a report that Target's numbers are way down. We know Bud Light's destroyed. So there are some good signs. People understand we have divested from BlackRock here in Louisiana. I think six other
states. John Schroeder did that, by the way. Yeah, keep that in mind.
We give him a lot of credit for that. Six other states have done that. So there are some encouraging signs. I think people are getting the news, finding out about it. I think you're right. I think it's a tremendous threat to our country.
They own the teachers' unions.
Way too much power.
The other thing BlackRock does is they have pensions. So they people send their pensions there in order to maintain them. The teachers' unions do
right.
it. All of them do it. Now, this is why they push this DEI and the ESG in the schools. Okay? This is the only reason.
And don't forget the CRT. So all these different agendas are anti-American and harmful and anti-family, anti-tradition, and need to be fought. So we've got a lot of calls when we come back, and we want to hear from you. 504-556-9696 to check in. It is He Said, She Said on WGSO. We'll be right back.
Paid for by the Fleming Campaign.
The race for Louisiana State Treasurer hasn't received much attention, but the choices are simple. A big spending political insider rhino who voted in the legislature to bust every spending cap that had been set, or a leftist Democrat who has taken dead aim at the essential oil and gas jobs in Louisiana. Or Dr. John Fleming, former Deputy Chief of Staff for President Trump, an outspoken conservative in Congress, successful businessman, a military veteran. Dr. Fleming's conservative credentials has earned him the endorsement of the Louisiana GOP, as well as numerous parish GOP endorsements. John Fleming's candidacy has also won the support of Congressman Mike Johnson, Clay Higgins, and even Congressman Jim Jordan. There's no doubt who the conservative Republican is in the race for Louisiana Treasurer. Dr. John Fleming, tight-fisted with our tax dollars. Dr. John Fleming, Louisiana Treasurer.
Are you tired of cookie-cutter advertising? Do you want professionals that understand your needs and budgets? If so, let me recommend the Madley Group. It's a marketing agency based in St. Tammany, offering creative services such as branding and copywriting, video and photography, social media strategies, print and digital design, project management, and web design and strategies. They believe that relationships with their clients are just as important as their craftsmanship, and it's no surprise that they have an array of satisfied clients who appreciate the homegrown values of the Madley Group. Their approach is simple, lots of listening until they fully grasp your vision. Then they put their mind power on it to deliver effective creative solutions within your budget and time frame. For more information, check out themadleygroup.com or email them at info@madleygroup.com. The Madley Group, dedicated to delivering stellar work that generates results.
Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. Let me tell you about a company I trust, Eagle Security Systems. They've been locally owned and operated for over 40 years. They provide residential and commercial security and fire systems. They install surveillance camera systems and provide 24-hour alarm monitoring by their central station. Eagle Security Systems can offer cellular interactive service, which allows you, the customer, to control your system from a smart device anywhere. They can take over any existing alarm system and provide cable TV and internet wiring for your home or business. So you're tired of just being a number? Do you want to experience personal service? Then you need to call Eagle Security Systems, 504-340-1414, or check out their website, EagleSecurityNola.com. I trust Eagle Security, and you should too. And let them protect your home and business with the eyes of an eagle.
Located just two blocks from the famous French Quarter, Hotel Storyville is your best choice for an all-suites hotel boutique experience. Enjoy with friends at our Tiki Bar and Mermaid's Lounge, or relax in our beautiful tropical garden. Visit nearby New Orleans attractions, vibrant local music venues, and great neighborhood restaurants. For more information on our accommodations and special events, visit hotelstoryville.net.
Hey, we're back. It's He Said, She Said. I'm Jeff Cruer.
And I'm Amy Cruer.
A little bit of state news. Tim Temple has now been elected the new insurance commissioner as his opponent has dropped out. Tim is a conservative Republican, so we're hoping he's going to be able to bring down these insurance rates. And good luck to him. Stephen Wagsback is now starting new TV commercials in the governor's race. He will be on my radio program in the morning. So check him out tomorrow at 8:30 on the Ringside Politics program, and then we'll have several gubernatorial candidates tonight at our HDF forum at the Metairie Lions Club. Hey, let's take some more calls, Mimi. 504-556-9696. Let's go to the Buckeye State, the Queen City, in Ohio, in Cincinnati. Our friend Cash Money is with us. What's happening, my friend?
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Mimi.
Hi.
Hey.
Mimi. I wanted to say, don't put Mark from Indiana down. Let him tell them good jokes. That man's got some good wisdom up in him. He loves to give it to us.
He tries to stop
me. I love Mark in Indiana. Mark in Indiana is the greatest.
He's a good guy.
Anyway,
he's
I'm
a good guy. Yeah.
Just sitting here wondering when they're going to come and take me away. You know, this world is just upside down. I've been watching the Mike Lindell event all day.
Yeah, fill me in. Fill me in, please.
Well, they're doing what they call the hope. You know, they're state by state. Louisiana came on. I saw your boy Randy Rusk.
Mm-hmm.
Your score. Now, they're giving scores based on how valid a voting situation is in each state and how many steps they're actually taking and how secure and strong they are. And their number votes out of 100. And Louisiana come in at 35. Don't feel so bad. Over 50% of our states are below 25. On their little score meter, you know, that depends on
wow.
whether you got mail-in votings and ID required, no drop boxes, things like that.
Did any state get like a positive rating?
Well, the biggest one I think I saw was 55. They've actually got Ohio up at 51, and I just don't believe it.
Wow.
You know, but really low grades, depressing. You're hearing everybody in their hope. They're fighting. They've got their groups together, and they're actually networking all their groups together. And we're getting places, but ultimately, we're still losing. We're playing Lawfare. We're playing by the rules that they have made. And
so here's my question, Cash. How are they going to change the dynamic of the steal before the 2024 election?
Well, that's what we're supposed to hear on tomorrow's program on Mike Lindell's event. The way everybody's talking today, they're not even cued into it. And Mike says it's going to shock us 1,000%. So I look forward to hearing it. I believe I'm going to hear something that's similar to what's been coming out of my mouth. I hope they stole it. That's fine. I just want an actual solution. And I'm tired of all that I'm seeing. But today was just state by state. And for the most part,
mm-hmm.
you know, a lot of people are fighting, but we're not getting any resonating results. There's good
right.
support working, and people are working together. But ultimately, a few of these states even said that our own constitution in the state has been corrupted over decades of time with their rules and regulations that, you know, you've got to replace everyone. And ultimately, they don't believe there's any authority over them, and that's why no Republican, it ain't about muscle. They've been bought off, paid for to shut up, and no one's going to come and get you. That's what they're being told, and they're just following through on their actions. And what I want them to realize is from each and every individual to multi-million-dollar corporations, we're going to confiscate everything you have for breaking the law with treason. We're taking it all. We're going to pay our national debt. We're going to use
right.
your money and your items and your things for appropriate things dictated
all
right. by all of us in this country. I can't wait
gotcha.
To take China's blessings. What do they got?
Hey,
$83 trillion worth of investments in this country? I'm going to
you
take
got it
all.
Now, listen, we got to roll, but tomorrow give us an update, okay, my friend? And
I'll do
thank
that.
You
yes,
for.
Sir.
Thank you for the call. Cash Money with us.
Well, I kind of wish that Mike Lindell would not, upstage Trump's announcement on Monday.
Yeah, okay.
You know, because that's supposed to be, I know what that is. Do you want me to tell you?
Yeah, tell us.
Okay, so there was someone who worked for the Department of Defense that was a woman, and she was being interviewed on British TV, and she told them all. She said that he passed an executive order that for Space Force to, especially for the 2020 election, mm-hmm. monitor it. Okay,
yeah.
So they know exactly what happened, and they've known it from the beginning. But Trump felt that if he were to bring it forward at that time, it would cause anarchy in the streets.
So now he's going to
bring it
forward.
So now he's bringing it forward.
Yeah, I
on
saw
Monday.
That interview with that lady, and the interviewer was blown away.
Oh, no, he was a Trump hater.
Yeah, he was. All right.
And she just kept her cool.
Yeah,
just...
and it was good. I was good. I was proud of her. All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's go to our good friend galloping in from the state of Alabama. Cowboy is with us. Good evening. Good evening, sir.
Well, damn, we need some liberty after all that. let me speak to Mimi. I just want to speak to Mimi.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Mimi.
Thank you.
You know, when you were born, I bet your mama blessed the world with a beautiful angel.
Oh, thank you.
But let me tell you what Jeff said about you. You got the
<Uh-oh>.
Jess said that you were the witch queen of New Orleans. And you know what you ought to do to him.
Oh, my gosh. I did not say that.
I called her
the queen of New Orleans. The queen of New Orleans. That's what I said.
You got to switch your nose and turn him into an ultra-liberal. And make him look like Bernie Sanders, but make him close his voice. And this is what...
Oh, Cowboy.
I think we lost
you. We lost you, my friend. We lost you. We lost you. Anyway.
But thank you for the compliments.
All right.
Jeff, thank you.
All right. Our final call. Let's give the floor over to the flaming conservative. You will have the final word this evening, sir. Welcome to the program.
I'm gonna end with good news. We can talk about bad news all we want. We got too much of it. And within 2 months, if everything goes right, the towing part of my business will be open. I'm in discussions with AAA right now. Are you still a AAA member, Jeff?
I am. I think that's the best deal you can get, AAA. Yeah.
Oh, you know it.
I use AAA all the time, and I recommend AAA to everyone. Yep.
Exactly. Especially if you got daughters or nieces.
It's helped her many times as well. All right, my friend. Hey, keep us posted on that. Thank you, Flaming Conservative. Thank you to everyone. Kobe in the studio. Mimi, any final words?
The only fear to fear is fear itself.
Okay, there you go. All right. Hey, come join us. We're going to be over at the Lions Club right there on Metairie Road starting in a few minutes. If you want to come by and see the candidates, a lot of them will be there. We'll have a lot of fun. I'll be back with you tomorrow morning. In the meantime, email me thoughts, comments, ideas, suggestions to jeff@wgso.com. We'll be back with the Ringside Politics tomorrow morning at 7. Keep it right here. Something to Say is next on WGSO.
Did you know that Louisiana is the only state where we cannot audit our elections? And that we have over 600,000 people on the voter rolls that are either inactive or ineligible? And our voter registration is outsourced to a third-party vendor that's out of state. There's no accountability, and our state was given a grade of F for the accuracy of our voter rolls. And even more troubling, our vote is counted by a third-party vendor with proprietary black box software. We've got to clean up our elections. The person that can do it is businessman Brandon Trostclair. He stands for voter and election integrity and total transparency. And he's a fighter. As a businessman, he took on the Biden administration when they tried to force employers to fire workers who chose not to get vaccinated. He sued and won. As your new Secretary of State, he will fight just as hard for your rights. That's Brandon Trostclair, Secretary of State. For more, visit letsgogeauxbrandon.net. Paid for by the Brandon Trostclair Campaign, LLC. Hey folks, it's Jeff Cruer. When I'm hungry late at night, there's only one place that I go, TikTok Cafe. This 24-hour diner is the perfect casual place to chow down. It's tucked away at the corner of Causeway Boulevard and South I-10 Service Road in the heart of Metairie. This funky little cafe has been a neighborhood favorite since 1999. There's daily lunch specials and delicious dinner entrees, such as hearty burgers, Cajun seasoned pork chops, sirloin steaks, and the always popular country fried steak. But I love TikTok Cafe because it has breakfast 24 hours a day. From pancakes to corned beef hash, the breakfast menu is loaded with all your favorite items. Whether you're a sweet or savory breakfast eater, TikTok Cafe has something for you. For more information, check out their Facebook page at TikTok Cafe Metairie. You can always dine in or call for delivery at 834-6272. That's 834-6272. TikTok Cafe, always ready to serve. It's Jeff Cruer. Join me weekdays from 7 to 11 a.m. for Ringside Politics right here on WGSO 990 AM New Orleans.